Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Loose Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Loose Trails and Tales made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. Marketing your cattle the superior way is all up to you. Get full details at superiorlivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion continuing to say thank you to our nation's soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardians, and National Guardsmen. Only doing that with your assistance, and that is at stakesfortroops.com. And where are you going to be April 2021? Well, I hope that you are in Modesto, California, for the third annual Range Rights and Resource Symposium. If you'd like to sign up, go to rangerights.com. Most people that are in tune with what is happening across this country recognize that the U.S. Constitution grants us the God-given rights as American citizens, and those rights are eroding incrementally, a little bit here, a little bit there, and many people are not paying attention, but there are some that have gotten their attention quite significantly because the ownership of animals has become a challenge, and one by one, they're picking us off. I think my guest today from Rochester, New York, I almost said that accidentally with a New York accent, Tommy Carano. Did you notice that? I think it was just because you're here and your presence was making that happen. I don't do that normally. How are you?
I can be contagious, Trent. I'm doing well.
I think you are contagious. Hey, do you agree with my premise?
I do.
You have firsthand experience. Tell us about that.
The premise on the agricultural community being under attack, I absolutely do. I'm a third generation Norwegian, Italian. My family from Norway is from Stavanger, and my family from Italy is from Naples. And I grew up with a grandfather that was heavy into agriculture. And since I was a little boy, I've experienced what, you know, people call now the regulation nation.
Mm-hmm.
And what has been happening is people with no education on animals are getting laws passed, and people are getting in serious trouble over this. So I do believe with that premise, I do believe that American farming, Americans' way of life, true Americans, are just being bamboozled, and the ARAs and the people out there in high powers are taking full advantage of it.
I know that you have authored a book, and it's kind of a big day because just this week the book has become available, The Game Fowl Community. Tell us about the book.
Well, what had happened, Trent, was back in September, we had the president, Anthony Seville, fly up from South Carolina, and we were able to do an inspection of my birds under the care of the ASPCA, I believe. It's an organization that had come and taken my birds. I can't disclose facilities and things like that,
mm-hmm.
Which isn't even important. What was important was I went to go see my birds. They were dying and missing, and it was heartbreaking. I had two old hens, 16 years old.
Tommy, let me jump in here. I just want to make sure that people are following along. There's some things that we can't talk about, but your birds were taken from your possession because of perceived allegations.
Right.
You then had the president of the Game Fowl Association.
The American Game Fowl Association
come up, and the two of you went to the location where your birds were. Did I understand that all correctly?
That's correct.
I just want to make sure the listeners follow along. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, so what had happened was I had these two old hens. I called them the old loafers because they stopped laying eggs, and one of those hens were gone. I don't have to tell you what it is to raise any type of animal for 16 years. But when I had gotten home, it really just had me broken up. So what I had done is I had put a book together for the game fowl community, for animal, you know, it doesn't have to just be game fowl.
Any property.
That is, Yeah, yes, any property, people with animals, when people, you know, were not educated on, you know, a farm life, you know, living agriculture. So what I had done is I had put this book together, and we had just gotten it today. And what it is hopefully it's going to address a lot of misunderstandings that come from the animal rights type of organizations. It's not a huge book, but it is detailed in how my birds look now to compare to what they used to on a farm. You know, being up in Rochester, New York, Trent, we have some severe weather up here. So a lot of times, you know, I'm out there in sub-zero degree weather, and we've been on this farm for 9 years, and those birds are taken care of every day. It's a constant, you know. So, what I'm hoping is that this book really brings a lot of education. You know, I love my country, Charlie, and I love the people of this country. And if things like this can happen to somebody like me, who's devoted my life to this, the last 9 years since my wife and I have been up on this farm, this can happen to anybody. My farm is federally and state regulated. I mean, I've done everything because I've seen how people misunderstand things and they take things because they don't know what they're looking at. I don't blame them for that. They need to be educated on it, and that's why I think and really hope and pray this book is a big thing to just bring some type of education and a balance, you know. And because of the situation that I had come under, it'll be a year in May. Because of the situation I had come under, there is enormous fees involved. And the game fowl community, which I am forever indebted to, and the help that has come from across the country, and every state of the country. And it's because I guess people get afraid. They get afraid and they don't want to share their life because they are afraid it's going to be misunderstood. And when it becomes misunderstood by the wrong people, you know, you're talking serious things to people. So it's kind of like it's been like in a closet, the lifestyle of people that enjoy game chickens. And, unfortunately, what's happened is the media has educated society. It's not the farmers that are educating. When this happened to me, I said, boy, they went through all this. All they had to do was come knock on my door. I mean, this is a serious thing if somebody had questions. But be that as it may, it's really a shame on the organization that came here to do that to somebody, a man and his wife. It's sad. And if this doesn't get exposed with the truth and by good people, then who's going to expose it?
I pretty much, Tommy, had a handle on how the animal rights community was using this as a fundraising tool. And I knew that they were getting too much access to people's personal property. It wasn't until John Bolin joined me on the air, who spent 3 years, happens to be with the particular group you mentioned, but they're all the same. They develop locally, they develop relationships with the sheriff because the sheriff doesn't know where else to turn. And so they look like the turnkey solution to whatever the problem might be in terms of taking these animals and getting, but that is a major, major problem in my mind, because you now have people who don't want you and I to own any animal, period, who are now in the legal system having access to information and privatized information that gives them a leg up in eliminating your property. That's problematic. And like you said, it's been in the closet. It's time that we get it out and people understand what's really going on.
And the ones to do that are people like myself and yourself, people that have lived it. This ain't half time to me. Mm-hmm. You know, this ain't half part time work. You know, this is full time. And my wife and I am very blessed that my wife enjoys the cane chickens as much as I do, but she does. And so do my neighbors, all of my neighbors, all of them. They want the chickens back. I mean, it horrified them the way they came in. You know, they came up to me from 7 hours. They came to this farm 7 hours. And the organization, ASPCA, is not an organization that's up here. My neighbors, the one couple, David, my neighbor David, him and his wife, they couldn't even sleep the whole night. Because when they came in like all I could think was Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
That's the honest truth. And, you know, they wouldn't let people come on the property. They had crimes. So it was just a horrible thing to go through, you know. My legal handguns were taken. It was just horrible. You know, that's why the educational part and what we're speaking about, the one is to bring the education of the farmers. And that's why I've worked with the New York State Farm Bureau. You know, that's why I got my farm regulated with, you know, on a state and federal. And what good did that do?
I'll tell you what good it did. It made you a better target for those that wanted to remove your birds.
Yeah. That is what it did, but I tell you this, they got the wrong man for that.
Yeah.
Because it's just something I've devoted to and loved, and, you know, I will fight for it all the way. There's no, you know, if there's something wrong, there's something wrong. If there's not, there's not. And like, you know, it said very true, wrong will always be wrong.
Tommy, we have 1 minute. People that might be interested in your book, Game Fowl Community, how do they get that?
Well, they can go to my Preservation Game Fowl site on Facebook right now. And we're still in the, you know, I'm working with Author House Publishing, and they're going to be putting up a website for us.
Okay. So, hot off the press.
Oh, yeah.
No other term for it, is there?
Nope. Nope.
I see the picture of the book already up there. Tommy Carano.
Yeah.
It's up. Check it out on Facebook. Preservation, Game Fowl. There's much, much, much more here. We will follow up with Tommy very soon. Loose Trails and Tales. Always remember, be gentle. Stay firm.